Thank you, Jesus.
This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is the air I breathe, oh Lord. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you.
Bless your name, Jesus.
This is the air I breathe. Oh, yes. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me.
Bless your name, God. Thank you, Jesus.
This is our daily bread.
You are our daily bread, God.
This is our daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you. Yes, I'm lost without you. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. I'm nothing without you. I'm lost without you. I'm desperate for you. I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you. desperate for you.
Hallelujah, God. We're desperate for you this morning, Father. Fall on us. Rain on us, oh God. Breathe on us. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Let the breath of the Lord now breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the breath of the Lord now breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the breath of the Lord now breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the breath of the Lord now breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the breath of the Lord now breathe on me. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God, water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. No one like you, Lord. None like you. Oh, yes. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, and if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Because our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God,
our God, hallelujah. Greeter, are you there?
Soul and spirit for prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we virtually stand and physically stand before you this morning, Lord, giving you glory, honor, and praise. Not just mere repetition, not just mere habit, but with a peace that you have given us that surpasses all understanding, with a grateful heart for you giving us one more day. The new mercies, we have great expectations of you. Lord, I ask that you continue to bless and keep our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pecola. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, give them innovative ideals and new discoveries. Give them more than enough, Lord, to do your will and your purpose and continue to be leaders and pour into them as they continuously pour out to others, refresh and replenish them. Lord, bless the Artist Life family. Bless our businesses, our entrepreneurs, and every individual on this call. Bless our leadership team and help us to continue to work in unified order to glory to you and to work unto you, Lord. We thank each and every individual that is gainfully employed, Lord, whether it is in or out the home, whether they are retired, whether they are still working, whether they are working in corporate or working by their own business, Lord. We need you. We can't make it without you. You are our help and our strength. You are our rock in a weary land, and this land is indeed weary. Continue to comfort, send your Holy Spirit to comfort those who are bereaved, Lord, those who are sick. Send the elders to go and anoint their heads with oil and pray for them. Let us go back to the old ways, some of the old ways of our forefathers that were tried and true. Let us go to our prayer room, our war room. We are indeed at war, but we know that the battle is yours, and we know that you are victorious. We will always give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Please, Lord, go before our speaker today and what he or she has to say. Decrease them and increase your word through their lips, Lord. Help us all to follow your way and your purpose. Host, are you with us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ruth. Good morning. This is a beautiful and a joyful day here this morning. And thank you for greeting us this morning and starting us up that powerful prayer. We thank you, Minister Tiffany, for your praise and worship this morning. We so appreciate you and all that you do. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Let me just share a little about this call this morning, the blessings that we have been put upon us, and it's a journey that we own. I thank God for it this morning. On October 2010, our two amazing co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started us on this master's call. We appreciate you. The scripture today we stand on is Psalms 88:13, but you are cried out, O Lord, in the morning come, my prayer comes before you. We also have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we begin this day. We have a website that you can visit 24/7. If burning anything gets into your life and you need to pray, this is the place you should go. TheMastersCall.net, TheMastersCall.net, and all message has been archived on that site, as well as our powerful speakers. The theme for this year, 2021, with God's strategic, shifting, prophetic, sudden, holy stance of being established and supernaturally revealed. That is reading from Mark 16:15-20. If you be led by the Lord, be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as a minister Ruth, as the host, as yours truly, or as strong as Minister Tiffany, or a word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information on info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wellington, or our prayer general minister, Bernie Terrell, will contact you. But on every Friday, we have a treat. On the second half of this call, you will be able to give your praise report live. And today, on our phenomenal company, which is Artists International, established by the Diaz de Leon family over 32 years ago, we are now called Artist Life and created and great products to help the world become healthy. And I would like to say wealthy, and anyone come through 3 feet of you, you share it. The New Morning Motivation Call is held Monday through Friday. But after this call, a team of great leaders giving valuable information on the benefits of this wonderful Artist Life products. We have some new products, ladies and gentlemen. That number is 712-770-4005. That PIN number is 294-617-pound. 294-617-pound. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, Metro Pizza, or Cricket, you can use the bypass number, which you will not be charged. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707, and follow the prompt. Today is Monday, Inspirational Monday. We have our prayer general will be our guest speaker today, and our host is Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherford. Please join us right after this call. You will be so happy you did. We want everyone to stay in contact with them, stay connected to their Artist Life business with their back office, Facebook, WhatsApp app. Keep yourself informed. And tonight, we will have our founders on. Well, I just want to say to everyone, I want to just keep on, but let me just stop right now, because I have one of our powerful speakers, one of our co-founders will be speaking with us today, and I am excited, and she is just returned from Dubai, and Holly, I just thought it was so beautiful. Well, let me just go. She's the person that I love dearly, our speaker this morning. Indeed, she's called to proclaim of the Word of God. She was first the ambassador of Artist Life Health and Wellness Company. She's a co-founder of this call, the Master's Call. She loves her two adult children and adore her 5 grandchildren. We call her Queen Super Fantastic. However, she loves to be called Dr. Pecola. There's so much that I can say about her. Therefore, I direct you to read the Master's Call and her bio, her extensive bio. And I want to present to others, and I just want to stop to visit to others, introduce to others, and present none other than my partner and love, Dr. Pecola. Are you out there?
Good morning. Good morning, Honorable Cynthia Cox. Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad that you can hear me this morning. God bless you. Thank you for that introduction. Thank you for what you do here. And I am so, so happy to hear your voice. I do love you, my dear. Thank you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. This is the air I breathe. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Our God is stronger. Yes, he is. And to God be the glory for our own Minister Ruth Smith. I am so glad to hear you sounding so much stronger and stronger in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare complete healing in your body. Yes, I do. This morning, I am so grateful to say I love and appreciate my sister, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for all that she does, and she does so very much. And so I'm just so thankful, 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 thankful for how she rocks the boat and really keeps the ship stern in the waters. thank God for each of you TMC family members. I thank you all for being out here this morning. I am happy in Jesus alone. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for this particular group of children that you have brought together, my sisters, my brothers. I thank you and I just praise you, Holy God, for your love, your mercy, and your kindness. I thank you, God, for how you bring us together for such a time as this. God, I thank you for taking me across country, yes, out of country and back to Dubai, a place that I had never been before. But you are God who has let me know without a shadow of a doubt that this is the season that you are wanting to do those things that are absolutely mind-blowing for your children. So I am positioning myself and posturing myself and doing the same and encouraging my sisters and brothers to do the same. God, have your way this morning in this particular session. Speak to us, God, as never before. And we give you praise for it right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I am so happy to be home. I know that you can probably tell that in my voice. Hopefully you can. I am glad to be on American soil. Even though I was in the richest city in the world with the tallest building being 163 floors, I was able to go up to 125 and shoot my little arrow and virtually go up to the top and jump off virtually and come back down. Ooh, Lord Jesus, that was a process in and of itself that taught me many lessons. I am glad to be back in the United States. With all of its flaws, I'm still glad to be here. With all of the challenges that we are having, I am still glad to be here. Glad to be here to celebrate my new son's birthday on yesterday. Happy birthday, Minister Daryl Mickens. I am just so glad that you have come to join us and to be a part of us. And we here at the TMC family love up on you, kiss up on you, throwing hugs to you there in that Memphis, Tennessee town and saying happy, happy, happy birthday. And we pray that you live to see many more. Now I'm going to get to the word, which is going to be rather brief this morning, because I want you to think on these words. They are going to be brief, but they are going to be powerful. The subject is the season of suddenness. Suddenly, not just suddenly, but leaves, because there are going to be many that will be coming your way. Many came my way while I was in Dubai. Many came my way in preparation of my going to Dubai. Many suddenlies that I just absolutely was not prepared for. The scripture that comes to me comes in Acts. Of course, we know the one there in the second chapter of Acts when suddenly, Lord have mercy, stop playing with me. Glory be to God. Suddenly, in Acts 2:1-4, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord, one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues of fire, and one sat on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This scripture really became alive to me in Dubai as I was walking in a place where there were many, many different tongues being spoken. I have been to many countries and have been to many places, but I've never seen such diversity of ethnicity as I saw there in Dubai. And I said, oh, my God, is this what you are talking about? However, I knew that it was something different in that this is a Muslim country. Well, God said to me, remember the word that I spoke when I said, other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Learn what you can learn from here so that you can use it in the future. And so I thought about this thing, you all, and I thought about what God said in his word here. He said, right before this, it talked about them being the disciples and the apostles were in the upper room for a period of 10 days. Yes, 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 yes. I hear you. I hear you. Yes, I hear you all saying, Dr. PK, it's time for us to come on and do our 10-day fast. I want you to know it's going to be October 1 through 10. Write it down. Put it down. October 1 through 10. Remind me of what I said because I will forget. But they were in the upper room praying. So there is something that comes before divine suddenlies. And you know what that thing is? Prayer. Number one, prayer comes before suddenlies. And because we have been praying over here in this TMC family, I want you to get ready for the suddenlies because they are coming. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know 2020 has been tough and 2021 ain't been much better. Oh, 2021 has knocked me upside my head and given me some pretty tough sucker punches. But I am so glad that I ain't mad with God. I am happy because I know that God uses everything in life. He said in his word that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. So therefore, I know that every good thing, hey, is going to work for my good. Every bad thing, yes, sir, it's going to work for my good. All of this is preparing us for the suddenlies. And what are some of the suddenlies that I want you to be ready for? The number one suddenly that the Lord just put up on my heart and has impressed upon me. Those of you who are very astute and prayer warriors know what it means to be awakened in the fourth watch, that the hours between 3 and 6, and God will drop somebody in your spirit or drop something in your spirit, drop a word in your spirit that just won't let up, and you have to just pray it through and just groan it through sometimes. And that was one of those kinds of things when the Lord said to me, I want you to be ready for the suddenly that is coming right now. You are getting ready to understand the confirmation of a new residence, confirming a new residence. I said, is that for me or for everybody? He says, that's for everybody who will receive it. I said, what do you mean by it, Lord? He says, I want people to open up their ears and hear me when I say, I want them to have houses and land, not just a house and not just an acre or a piece of land, but I want my children to understand that everything that I have, I want them to know, I want to share. Oh, hey. Glory be to God. I have to talk to me more about this new residence, Lord, this new residence. He said it may be that you just move from one apartment to the next on the next street. It may be big for those of you who are thinking who owns a home to get a second home. It may be, but get ready for a confirmation of a new residence. I said, that's tough, Lord. That's tough because some people are so rooted where they are. They don't want to move. They like where they are. They don't want, it's not about what they want. And because what I'm giving you ain't for you. It is for the building of the kingdom. It is for people to understand that I am a God who wants you to be truly walking in the scripture that says, I am the head and not the tail. New residence, new residence, new residence. Confirm new residence. Oh, Lord Jesus, that thing rocked me. Yeah, it rocked me. It rocked me. I said, yes, God, I got that. I got that. He said, the second thing I want you in this time, and get ready. It's going to happen suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. I said, what is that thing, God? He said, I'm going to confirm where you're getting your money from. I said, what you mean? He said, you got some new money coming. I said, money, money, what you mean? I get a check every month from having worked 25 years. He said, mm-mm, that's not what I'm talking about. I said, they talking about sending us another stimulus check. He said, I ain't talking about that either. He said, why are you so happy with just getting the crumbs from the table? Some of this stuff is crumbs from the table of Satan. Satan that just gives you little crumbs to make you feel that you're doing good. But you are not walking in my glory of prosperity, wealth, and happiness. I said, well, I'm open, Lord. Talk to me. Tell me what it is that you want me to know. He said, as you saw all of those gold stores in Dubai. I'm not talking about a store just selling gold rings and silver rings. I'm talking about stores that sold golden crowns and golden belts and golden breastplates and golden this and that and the other. And I'm not talking about a gold store. I'm talking about a gold souk, S-O-U-Q. That is a gold market where there was store after store of gold. I said, mm-hmm. He said, I want you to understand that if I did that in a Muslim country, what is it that you think I want to do for you? Who wants to lead my charge with billions? I said, God, that is a question that we need to ponder as your children. Can we stand to truly be blessed by you? Because you bless some of us with a little bit, Lord, I got to bring it on in. And we got the big head and you had to sit us in the corner. You blessed us with a house and it was too good for others to come in. You blessed us with a car and it was too good for others to ride in. We couldn't take it to church. We couldn't wear. Oh, but God said to me, I want my children who are called by my name to humble themselves and pray, pray, pray. We've been praying. We've been praying. We've been calling ourselves, walking out that scripture. But God says, because I have a word for you on a daily basis, I want you to stop, pray, and listen. Listen, listen. Listening is a very important part of praying. You go in and listen to what thus said the Lord. I said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He said, so I want you to go on over here to Acts 12 and where Peter, I want you to see what I did over there. I said, what did you do, Lord? He says over there in Acts 12 and the 7th verse, it said, suddenly there was an angel. I want you to use your angels, PK. I want you to understand I have a legion of angels assigned to you for you to use. And suddenly there was an angel at his side. And light flooded the room. Light, light, light knocks darkness out of the way every time. We've been walking through a dark season, but I decree and declare light. Oh, God, so we can see, so that we can walk in clarity. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. The angel shook Peter. Oh, God is touching you this morning. And got him up. He said, hurry up, hurry it up. The handcuff fell off his wrist. The angel said, get dressed. It's time for you to get out of those grief clothes that you've been in. It's time for you to get dressed. Yes, yes, yes. Put on your shoes. Hallelujah. Peter did it. And then grab your coat and let's get up out of here. It's time for us to get up out of here so that we can go forth and do what God tells us to do. Peter followed him, but didn't believe it was really an angel. He thought he was really dreaming. He went past the first guard and then the second. They came to the iron gate that led into the city. It swung open before them on its own, and they were out on the street, free. Somebody better say free. I'm free from poverty, free from the mindset of I can't, and I won't. Ah, free, free as a breeze. And at the first intersection, the angel left him going his own way. That's when Peter realized it was no dream. I can't believe it. This really happened. Here I am. That's what I'm going to say to you. that you are getting ready to find yourself in a period of suddenly, this is a season of suddenly, sudden blessings. Suddenly you will see miracles. Suddenly you are going to have in your hand things that you just wonder, where in the world did it come from? You don't have to ask that question. You can just bow down and say, Lord, I thank you and I bless you that you counted me worthy. No, you made me worthy. Hallelujah. The trials and tribulations that I've gone through made me worthy to be where I am and feel and know that God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We must have our hearts ready for this. And as I prepare to close, I pray that the spirit of suddenness will overtake you right now in this season. I pray that you will step into the moments of suddenly that will transform you and that will help you to never live life as you never lived before. Suddenly, there came a rushing wind, and there came tongues of fire upon the people of God. You are the people of God. Suddenly, get ready for the suddenlies of God. Sudden blessings, suddenly. Back to you, Minister Cox.
Yes, yes. Oh, thank you, Reverend Dr. Bukola, for that powerful word. Suddenly,
thank you.
We wait for suddenly spiritual, hallelujah, to come over me. I appreciate those words. If you, I ask you to come back and close us with the benediction after a few announcements. I am so well, hallelujah, this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for praising us this morning for the gift, the eternal life, and stay with us. We thank you for the word, Lord. Suddenly, hallelujah. Suddenly, we have things coming that we got to be reopened, hallelujah. We thank you, Reverend Dr. Bukola, for that powerful message this morning. I said, Lord, God give us everything that we believe. We get ready, be ready. Oh, Lord, she said, we come into a fasting to pray again. Lord, thank you, hallelujah. I appreciate that so many things happen in my life after praying. Thank you. Thank you for the blessing, Dr. Bukola. We bless you. God bless you over and over again. Hallelujah. So many blessings. You don't have enough room to contain, but God is good. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. We praise God for their two amazing co-founders. Hallelujah. Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Reverend Dr. Bukola Roberts for keeping us focused on the love of God. Hallelujah. The love of God. We appreciate everyone who joined us this morning here on the Master Call and thought it was not proper to worship with us the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We lift up every Diaz de Leon family this morning. Hallelujah. Family and artist life and sharing that beautiful extravaganza with us weekend. Oh, we thank you. We appreciate the staff that keeps everything on point for us, keep our products moving to our homes, Lord. We thank them. We lift up everyone in the nursing home, hospital, anyone incarcerated. Hallelujah. We pray for the frontline workers, Lord, and anyone been touched by COVID, Lord. Pray for them this morning. Touch their body like never before, Lord. Give them the strength to move forward. Hallelujah. We pray for this morning. We lift up every bereaved family this morning, Lord. Give them the strength. You know them name by name. Hallelujah. Praise the Minister Ruth family, Prophet Kai Brown, and you know each and everyone by name. Lord, I don't want to miss any mother. God, you know them. You touch them back never before, God. We said we love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, amen. Let me just share with you. Go back to hear this playback, this powerful message this morning. Please share with everyone that you come in contact with. That number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. That PIN number is 957-677-pound. 957-677-pound. And And the new morning motivation calls is right after this call. The number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. That PIN number is 294. And our guest speaker will be none other than the president herself. And our host is Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Please join us. You will be glad. Thank you, Minister Ruth, for greeting us this morning and starting us with that powerful prayer. And thank you, Reverend Minister Tiffany, for the praise and worship this morning. And I just want to say thank you, Dr. Bacola, for that on-time message this morning. We so appreciate you, the powerful message. Suddenly, will you close us out in benediction, please?
God bless you. Thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox. I don't know, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, are you still on the line? And I don't know what you all have done. I don't know if we did a happy birthday song to our Brother Darrell on Friday. I was not on. However, I want to give an opportunity for that before I close. I don't see you, Tiff, and I don't know if Rosalind can because she works. And so that just leaves it to me, son. You're going to have to take your mama's voice this morning. I don't see anybody else coming to the front. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Darrell. Happy birthday. We love you. God bless you, son. Have a super fantastic life as you walk into your 70s. Now, God, we ask that your precious Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every one of us as we embrace the sudden season, this season of suddenlies that we are walking into. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. And every heart say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life, my friend. Bye-bye.